It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, Wisconsin men's hockey coach Tony Granato will be leading the U.S. Olympic team at next year's Winter Games. He'll join the show to talk about his Olympic memories and the hockey culture here in Wisconsin. First, a new report on the issues facing working Wisconsinites shows low unemployment and a steady increase in job growth. That's on the good news side, but this year's report also shows high levels of inequality and racial disparity among those working here in the state. Laura Dresser is the Associate Director of COWS, which released the State of Working Wisconsin 2017 report. Laura, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's start with that news on low unemployment. How are we doing there?
Well, probably anybody who's really been paying attention to this, the unemployment rate is down to about as low as it has been since the end of the last century, just below 4% now. So that's a very good unemployment rate, very low.
And then job growth, how are we doing and how does that compare with the rest of the country?
You know, the recession, the Great Recession that happened in 2007, 2008 was brutal, as anybody sort of working or looking at work at the time knew, lost 5 or 6% of the jobs in the economy and really floundered coming back. It's been a slow recovery nationally. It's been a slower recovery in Wisconsin. We're still 34th in job growth over the last 6 years. And so we are adding jobs and we're adding them steadily. And that's good news. Better to have more jobs than less jobs. But we also are not growing as rapidly as the national average.
And what do these jobs look like? How do they look when it comes to wages?
Well, I think we can't tell. The data I have doesn't say that story exactly. But one thing that we do know is that the jobs today are not paying very much more than jobs were paying in 1979. If you look at inflation-adjusted wages from 1979 to current, a worker today working with a lot more education, a lot more productive technology, makes about $1 an hour or more. That's a very slow growth. Wisconsin's growth in wages matches national growth in wages.
And what is driving that slow growth in wages?
Well, there's a couple things definitely going on. One thing we know is that the economy hasn't grown as fast from 79 to now as it did in the post-war period, sort of 45 to the mid-70s. But the other thing that's going on is that we are generating a lot of inequality. And that means workers at the top of the income distribution are seeing wage increases. Workers at the bottom of the income distribution, stagnation, sometimes even declines, and at the middle, very slow growth. So what you have is a pulling apart. So as the economy grows, the inequality in it is growing as well.
And that's a focus of this new report, the inequality you see here in Wisconsin. Spell it out. Give us some numbers on that.
Yeah. Well, one way to think about it is that the top 1% of families in the state bring home about $1 million. The average income for the top 1% is about $1 million a year. The average income for the 99%, the rest of us, is $48,000 a year. That difference is 20 to 1, more or less, which is just below the national difference. But that's a very, and it's growing, that disparity, the average income at the top relative to the median for the other 99%.
And another measure you used was looking at the percentage of the overall state income. Tell me if I had this right, that the top 1% or so bring in. And that is, what, doubled?
Yeah, yeah. So that over the last, I think that one's since 79, the share that's going to the very top 1% has doubled. Wow. The rest, that other half, that is going to the 99%.
And how does that compare to historical levels, that level of inequality?
This is, if you look over time, from the 1950s forward, when income and wages were also growing, inequality was shrinking. But it actually was the last time it was this high was in 1929, just before the Great Depression.
Talking to Laura Dresser about the State of Working Wisconsin 2017 report. And when people talk about inequality and rising inequality, there does seem to be an argument out there. Is inequality inherently bad? If the people at the top are getting richer and I'm staying about the same, should I be worried? Is there something bad overall for the economy if that gap is growing?
I think there's two pieces of evidence I'd think about in answering that question. The first is that there's a lot of evidence that when economies grow more rapidly when economies grow together. So that's from international evidence where other countries have both stronger economic growth and less inequality generating. And I think one of the reasons that maybe relates to the other thing, which is that the more you have extreme disparity, the more you have a set of people who can both afford to and are interested in sort of buying themselves out of the public good. And that can be in terms of policy, that can be in terms of neighborhoods, that can be in terms of, of elections. I think it's destructive in a way to the kind of democratic values when inequality gets too high.
Another thing you've been tracing over the years in these reports is the issue of racial disparities in the economy. What did you see this year?
There's some good news. Wisconsin was posting extremely high rates of black unemployment over the last few years. We've finally seen that come down a little bit. Even so, blacks in the state are nearly three times as likely to be unemployed as whites in the state. And that level of disparity is, 50% higher than the national average. So we are still, kind of excelling at extreme racial disparity. But it isn't in that kind of top of the nation in terms of black rates. Even so, the black unemployment rate right now is about 8 or 9%, which is essentially recession levels for the whole population still.
And then your report includes suggestions to tackle both the income inequality and some of these racial disparities. What kind of things would be at the top of your list?
Well, since it's Labor Day and since we did a little bit on unions, I think there's I've just been looking a lot at a national report on unions and the way that unions reduce inequality, reduce on both in terms of top to middle, but also in terms of racial disparity and gender disparity. So the good news is, there's some infrastructure that helps tie the economy together. Unions are a big part of that. And so that'd be my first suggestion today.
And then you talk about minimum wage laws in the report.
Yeah, minimum wage is another way to kind of help tie the bottom of the labor market into raising the minimum wage, helps tie that into the economic growth that is happening in the state or the nation. And 29 states already have higher than the federal minimum wage. Wisconsin is not one of them. The state of Washington is already nearly at $11 an hour, I believe, or exactly $11 an hour, and is indexing with inflation so that just the workers there can expect a raise. But not so in the state of Wisconsin, where the minimum is still $7.25.
I want to key in on a very specific proposal. A lot of people have very uncertain schedules in the workplace, restaurant jobs, retail jobs in particular, where you don't know what your shift is. Sometimes that week till that day, even you might be sent home. And there's a particular type of state assistance, I think, that wants your schedule 4 weeks out. Can you talk about why this is a problem?
Yeah. So some of the workers who need what we think of as work supports, whether that's Medicaid or Medicaid, which is the access to health insurance through Badger Care, or whether that be subsidies for child care. So workers who need that have low wages, and often inside that low wage job is a very irregular schedule where hours of work are constantly changing and where there's no very little predictability. And given that, a kind of having to tell the state in order to get those benefits that what your hours of work are when they're changing all the time means that people in those kind of jobs just can't get that support to work. They want the hours. They're just not getting them from their employer. And that means they also take the double hit because they cannot get the support from the state to do the work.
And finally, one more recommendation. It has to do with education and job skills training. What are you looking for in Wisconsin?
Wisconsin has some good programs, especially in the technical colleges. And I think the more that we build the technical colleges as an access point for working adults of all kinds, and think more about streamlining the remediation and the systems of getting people to feel good about being in school and get through school, I think that's the sort of work we've seen going on in the state. But as resources get moved away from education, and as they have been over the last 6 years, it's getting a little better in this budget, but there have been a lot of hits taken by K-12 tech colleges and the university system all across. And I think a lot of that infrastructure is still reeling. And if you want to really train working people, you got to invest in the system that does.
Laura, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That's Laura Dresser, Associate Director of the group COWS, which just released the State of Working Wisconsin 2017 report. And you can find a link, by the way, to that full report over at the Central Time Facebook page. Coming up, we'll talk to Badger hockey coach Tony Granato about being selected to coach the U.S. Olympic team in next year's Winter Games. Stay with us here on Central Time.